It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Detroit.
And I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West. President Obama stepped into a political minefield this week when he left open the possibility that Bush administration officials could be prosecuted for authorizing harsh interrogations that some consider torture. Some liberals are clamoring for a special prosecutor. Conservative defenders of the Bush administration accuse the new president of undermining national security. It's just the kind of partisan battle that Mr. Obama said he was hoping to avoid. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
In one of his first acts as president, Barack Obama signed an executive order revoking Bush administration rules on interrogation and limiting future tactics to those allowed in the Army Field Manual. It was an effort to close what the president calls a difficult chapter in U.S. history.
As a general view, I think that we should be looking forward and not backwards. I do worry about this getting so politicized that we cannot function effectively.
But in recent days, Mr. Obama has learned how hard it is to keep that chapter closed. The trouble began when he agreed to declassify documents spelling out the legal rationale for the harsh techniques and providing gruesome details about them. In releasing those Bush administration documents, Mr. Obama said this is a time for reflection, not retribution. But the liberal group MoveOn.org is less forgiving, circulating a petition that demands the appointment of a special prosecutor.
If you torture an individual detainee, you might go to jail. But if you authorize an entire secret torture program, you get off scot-free. America is better than this.
On Tuesday, Mr. Obama took a half step back from his no retribution pledge after telling CIA officers they would not be prosecuted for following Bush administration guidelines. The president said he'd leave it up to his attorney general to decide how to handle the officials who crafted those guidelines.
And I don't want to prejudge that. I think that there are a host of very complicated issues involved there.
That's an understatement. Political analyst Norman Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute says by leaving the door open to prosecution, the president poured gasoline on the political fire.
This is a story that might have been a 2 or 3 or 4 day story that's now going to be a story for weeks or months.
Indeed, conservatives have seized on the issue as a way to regain the initiative. Former Vice President Dick Cheney and other Republicans have criticized the Obama administration for releasing the torture memos. And Cheney has called for the release of other classified documents, which he says will show that the interrogation tactics paid off. A new survey by the Pew Research Center finds nearly half of all Americans believe torture is sometimes or often justified. But Ornstein says the Obama administration seems happy to have Cheney as a foil.
If the face of the Republican Party looking forward is Cheney and Limbaugh, if what you've got is a debate over whether we're for or against torture, that's not a problem for the White House in political terms.
What is a potential problem is the likely effect of the issue on Congress, which may well be distracted from the difficult decisions the president wants made on the budget, health care, energy, and education. Ornstein has seen it before.
There are things that can happen where minor statements or stumbles dominate the discussion for weeks at a time, and you lose your control of the bully pulpit.
In a recent survey, MoveOn members ranked universal health care, economic recovery, and improving schools all as higher priorities than holding the Bush administration accountable for its actions. But Executive Director Justin Rubin says so far 150,000 members have signed the MoveOn petition calling for a special prosecutor.
We think there needs to be a full investigation into the torture programs and that we need to ultimately hold the architects accountable. Fundamentally, because that's the only way that we can make sure this doesn't happen again.
But your group is called Move On.
I think this administration has shown that they can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Maybe so. But a rueful White House spokesman, Robert Gibbs, said yesterday if the president had been worried about sparking a political free-for-all, the events of this week have proven him right. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.